Hello and a warm welcome to all the listeners. My name is Marco Steinebach, and today I want to give you an audio presentation of the newest Mardi production, a computer game called Mississippi. Mardi is a little German company, which is leaded by Andrea Makowiak and me, and in 2006 we released our computer game Mississippi in English. At first, let me tell you some general things about Mississippi. Mississippi is a trading simulation, which starts in the year 1770 in the Wild West of good old America. You have to buy and sell your goods, build counters in several towns, earn money and, if you're good enough, be at least president of America. The game itself is not self-voicing, so you need a screen reader to play it. We have tested the game with JAWS and Window Eyes, and it works properly. If there are problems, feel free to ask and we can see what we can do to solve them. Another interesting thing of the game is that you can play it together with sighted people. Okay, now I want to show you how to play the game and how much fun it is. Okay, I got JAWS running here on my computer, and now I just press Windows M to go to the desktop.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, Mississippi, 505.
Mississippi is selected, and so I just press Enter to start the game.
Enter. Mississippi, read only
edit. Mardi proudly presents
Mississippi.
Okay, here's the Mardi music, and I'll press Enter to come to the next screen with the copyright information.
Enter Mississippi, read only edit.
Mississippi version 1.30. Copyright 2007 by Mardi. All rights reserved.
Contact.
Enter, and select. Please
so
select
here, can I press Enter again?
Read instructions.
And now you are at the first screen where you can select by using the arrow keys if you want to read instructions.
Read instructions. Load last game.
Load last game. That means you can load the game that you have played last time.
Load a game.
It means load a different game. And
new game.
That's what we want. So you don't need to tap through those dialogues, because the OK button is always the default, so you just have to select what you want and can press Enter.
Enter. Start new game. Number of players. Edit.
OK, we want one player here.
One.
And we have to tap through the dialogue.
Tap. Edit.
Name player one is Marco.
M-A-R-C-O.
And tap again.
Tap. Sex of player one colon list box. Female, male.
It's male. Tap again.
Tap, continue button.
Continue. Here we go.
Enter. Save the game as dot 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 dialogue.
Okay, save the game as test 2, for example, and press Enter.
Enter. Main menu. List view. Spring 1770. 1 of 6.
We are in the main menu, and every dialogue box, like stock room or buy or the casino, got a list on the top of the screen, which is just like a header. This list is displaying how many dollars you have, how many stables, stock rooms, safes, and so on. So you can use the up and down arrow keys to move through this list. Let's do it.
Immigrant Marco.
Okay, and that's the name.
Dollar 1,000.
I got $1,000 here.
50 square meter stock room, 50% filled.
50 square meters of stock room.
One stable empty.
An empty stable.
Zero safes empty.
No safes. And nothing else. And now I can just press the tab key.
Tab, list box, stock room.
And here I can select where I want to go. You can select stock room.
Buy.
Buy some goods.
Casino.
The casino to win or lose your money.
Okay, that's it.
If you select OK, that's it, you're finished with your round, and it's time for the next player. But before we do that, we will buy some goods. So I use the up arrow key
press buy.
And just press enter here.
Enter buy list view 50 grain $2 1 of 10.
Okay, and this dialog also have those two list views. So if I want to know how much money I have, I just press shift tab.
Shift tab list view spring 1770.
It's
1
still
of 6.
Spring 1770.
Dollar 1000.
Okay, I've got $1,000 here.
Tab,
press tab
50,
again to come to the list. And now I can just move through this list to see what I want to buy.
Zero whiskey, $5.
I've got zero whiskey. One whiskey costs $5.
Zero cotton, $12. Zero rifles, $24. Zero cattle, $26.
Okay, that's nice. One cattle, $26. I want to buy 5 cattle here.
Enter a number. How many cattle do you want to buy? Edit, 30.
I can buy 30, but I don't want to do that. I want to buy 5.
Five.
I enter the 5 and press enter.
Enter, buy, list view, 5 cattle, $26, 5 of 10.
Okay, now I'm ready here. I just press the end key to come to the last item of the list.
End, leave, buy.
Yes, that's what I want to do. Press enter here.
Enter, main menu, list box, buy.
Down arrow to, okay, that's
just
it.
Okay, that's it.
Press enter.
Enter, end game, list box, next round.
Okay, and there's no other player than me, so I just can select next round here.
Enter, selling, list view, summer
oh,
17.
Oh, see, it's summer 1770, and I can sell one of my goods. You can sell always 4 of the 9 goods in the game. And if you don't have one of these 4 goods, which are randomly selected, this dialog box didn't appear. So let's see how many dollars we have got here.
Immigrant markup,
$1,020. And now we can go with a tab key to the list, where we can select what to do.
Tab, list view, 50 grain, $7, 1 of 6.
Okay, I've got 50 grain, and per grain, $7, okay.
List view, 5 cattle, $32.
Oh, I bought those cattle for 26, and now I can sell it for $32, that's nice.
0 horses, $51.
No horses.
0 silver, $67.
No silver.
Sell all.
And I want to sell all the things, so I just press enter here.
Enter, main menu, list view, summer 1770, 1 of 6.
Down arrow.
Immigrant Marco, $1,530.
Okay, I got $1,530 now. And so I just can buy some more stockroom, more stables, more goods. And if I promote to a commoner or a governor or something like this, the menu will get more entries than at the beginning. But what I want to show you at last is the casino. So I down arrow to casino.
Casino.
And press enter here.
Enter casino. List box. Poker.
You can play poker.
High and low.
Hand low.
Roulette.
And roulette.
Leave casino.
And leave the casino. We want to play. What do we want to play? We want to play high and low.
High and low.
So I just press enter here again.
Enter. Enter a number. Your bet please call and edit. 1530.
Okay, I will enter $500 here.
500.
And press enter.
Enter high and low list box high.
And now I have to select if I think that the number is higher or equal to 7 or lower or equal to 7. I think it's lower.
Low.
I down arrow to low and press enter.
Enter.
5 and
oh. What now?
6.
Oh, it's not good.
Dialogue. You lost $500. Okay button.
Oh no. Okay, I press OK.
Enter casino. List box.
Leave the casino.
Leave casino.
And leave
okay,
this round.
That's it. Enter private news. Read only edit.
Oh, I got a private news here. It's, let's see. By using the up and down arrow keys.
You inherit 150 cattle.
Oh, that's nice. Press enter here.
Enter end game. List box.
Some of the news are spoken. And 3 or 4 are not, but most news are spoken. And there are very different news in the game. For example, you have to pay the horseshoe, or you win a lot of dollars while pokering, or so on. Good and bad news are mixed up like in real life, so it should be very exciting. Okay, I want to end the game now.
Sport,
down arrow
game.
To end of game.
Enter, cancel
press
game.
Enter here.
Okay button.
And here the ending music, and then the game automatically closes. So if you want more information about Mississippi, you can find them at the internet. The homepage is www.mardy.com. I spell Mardy, MAR-DY. It's www.mardy.com. Thank you for listening to this audio presentation, and we hope you will have much fun with the game.